At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a safe and happy holiday season. Get ready for the new year with TJ Hushmanzada. I'm Doug Gottlieb. We got a great hour for you. Brandon Whedon, of course, who started for the Browns, the Cowboys, and the Texans, are going to join us. We'll ask him about last night's Valero Alamo Bowl, which was an absolute beatdown. Plus, we got the college football playoff games upcoming tomorrow afternoon. And then, of course, you got the New Year's Six games. And so some good college football. No NFL football on this Thursday. Although, TG, I'm not sure if you heard my proposal. My proposal was that once you get to the holiday season for the NFL, the bowl games, I think I don't know what the future of the bowl games that don't that aren't playing for a national championship once they expand, and with those likely to be on the weekends. Like, I like those midweek games last week. It didn't hurt the ratings. It's new TV windows. It's, you know, people aren't working at this time of year, so they can go to a midweek nighttime game. My proposal was, you cut holes in it, is instead of adding a true other bye week, okay, for these 3 weeks around the holiday season, right? So you get to like mid-month. This year it was the 17th, was a Saturday. You get 3 weeks to play two games, and you got to have a week off in between either of the two kickoffs. So you could have 10 days off. You could have 12 days off. You could have 9 days off, whatever. But the games will be that way. And the NFL could wallpaper the holiday season with their games.
It was pretty interesting to have games. What was it? Last week, you had games Monday, you had games Tuesday, you had games Thursday. It's what you said is, I've never seen anything like it. COVID is something that not many of us have experienced, but UCLA pull out of their game hours before it. So many games have just been canceled. You're right. Instead of putting the games on all on a Friday, a Saturday, on a Sunday, just split it out and put it during the week, because it's what you said. One, people aren't working. And if they aren't going to go to the game, they for sure going to watch them instead of trying to figure out, which game do I want to watch? Which game is the best game? And so you have a point. Things are going to change. They're going to have to change because the what we're going through is something that nobody has ever experienced. And so you have a point. Maybe you should be doing something else, huh?
Yeah, exactly. okay, let's get to some more NFL talk in terms of scheduling and games in a second. But first, okay, so Aaron Rodgers did his weekly spot on with McAfee. He was asked about his future, and take a listen to his response.
I wouldn't rule that out. You know, I think that I'm just enjoying this season for this season, and I think there's playing next year is will definitely be in the thought process. If this year has stopped me anything, it's that, you know, I still can play. I still do love competing, and I love being out there. I'm just savoring this year, I think, as much as anything, and it won't be something where I'll drag it out for months and months, you know, have conversations with my loved ones after the season, with Brian and Mark and Russ and coaching staff, and then make a decision at some point. You know, I'm not going to hold the team back from anything. And once I commit, and if it's committing, you know, to move forward here, it'll be a quick decision.
Now, TJ, he did say that he has, you know, been in on conversations he wasn't previously in on. He was effusive in his praise of his teammates. And he loves playing for his coach. But, of course, you heard his level of commitment, and he said it'll be a pretty quick decision. He started by talking about retirement as at least it will be a thought. When you heard all of what Aaron Rodgers had to say, what was your reaction?
Aaron Rodgers is not retiring. He's too good. Like, you're not retiring. I don't see it. And so to lead people and – oh, I'll make a decision. You'll make a decision whether or not you want to stay with the Packers if you guys have this agreement to where they'll trade you or not. There's 0% chance that Aaron Rodgers retires. He's playing too good of football. The biggest question is if he stays with Green Bay, how much are they going to give Devontae Adams? Because he's not going to stay in Green Bay if they're not going to re-sign Devontae Adams. And so that's the biggest key. But retirement, I don't see it at all. 0% chance.
I think the retirement ends up becomes a trigger to us to where it takes us away from. I agree with you, he's not retiring. I did think that he said, and it was, and I think you have to ask, because he was the one who threw it out last year as a should I retire. It's a very, I think to us it feels fake because he's playing so well. To Aaron, maybe it's not, because he just wants all options on the table, and That is at least an option. But I agree. He ain't retiring. The only question is the idea of making a quick decision, do you think that decision is already made?
The decision is already made. And I truly believe it's going to come down to what the Packers do with Devontae. Like, Devontae is under a team-friendly contract right now. He breaking the bank on his next contract. Devontae Adams is going to get at least $25 to $30 million a year. Are the Packers going to pay that? And if they don't, I could see Aaron Rodgers saying, I wouldn't mind going to play in Denver with Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, and those guys in that young offensive core. Or I just want to go to a team that I can play with some receivers, that there won't be a fall off, there won't be a drop off from what I'm accustomed to here in Green Bay. And so I think it'll come down to Devontae Adams. But Aaron Rodgers, I don't think people understand, man. Playing sports, you seem like you can play forever, but when it's over, it's over. And so you got to roll it, ride until the wheels fall off, because you don't want to have any regrets.
No, I think he knows that. I think he's like, I think there's a, listen, when it's over, somebody needs to tell me, or I need to reflect, because nobody tells you, you know, because nobody will tell you until it's really bad. I don't think he wants to be Big Ben out there, because a lot of people are watching Big Ben.
Nah. But you saw Big Ben last year in the playoffs. Like,
he's not Big Ben. I understand. I'm just saying, I'm sure he wants to look around and go like, boy, I don't want that to be me. Like, somebody tell me before it gets to that point, or let me reflect enough at the end of the season, offer up the possibility that I'm not getting better, that I'm getting far worse. I don't think that's the case, but I do think it's, I think at least you need to reflect on it. The Devontae Adams piece is interesting, but I also think that, remember, Aaron Rodgers is under contract after this year. So to go to Denver, do you think Denver's just going to go, here, take Aaron Rodgers and give us whatever draft picks you got? Like, no, they're going to want some players back in return. And I just don't know if you can. It's weird. I think he's probably leaving because, or going to try and force his way out at some point. It does feel like at the end of this year, because if you look, and there are exceptions, but for the most part, you know, Favre played somewhere else, Montana played somewhere else, Brady has played somewhere else, Elway did not. But most of these guys, obviously Peyton Manning played somewhere else. So we're talking.
So basically, it's inevitable. A-Rod, you're going to play somewhere else. It's just a matter of when, huh?
Well, I mean, again, if we study the history of this thing, now Dan Marino did not. He wrote it out to the very bitter end. Remember, they lost like, it was like 56-3 or 59 something. They got mollywhomped by Jacksonville actually in the playoffs. There have been guys that have stuck with one team, and he is under contract. And some of this is just like, hey, you know, even in his comments to start the season, it was, they didn't offer me any new money in any new years. So he clearly wants a longer deal. He wants more contract time. He wants to win the battle of wills and them admit that he's better, even expensive, than Jordan Love is when Jordan Love is cheap. We just don't know to what level Green Bay will bend over backwards for that, right? But if you're saying the decision's already made, he some people carry the bitterness of a previous contract discussion with them, or you know, Jordan Love simply being drafted, he carries that with him, and he's never going to let it go.
Yeah, but it's the same thing, like, never let it go. They drafted you when they had Brett Favre. Like, if you're run the right way and you can develop guys, it's not a bad thing. Like, would Aaron Rodgers be Aaron Rodgers had he not sat as long as he did behind Brett Favre? We would never know, but I guarantee that helped him, even though nobody wants to sit. And could Green Bay be doing the same thing with Jordan Love? He's going to sit. He's going to learn. Hopefully, he learns behind Aaron Rodgers. And when Aaron Rodgers moves on, we have a quarterback that's ready to play, although there's going to be some growing pains. He's ready to play. He knows our system, blah, blah, whatever. It just would, the way you just phrase, all these great quarterbacks, for the most part, have played with other teams. It's a matter of time now before Aaron Rodgers is on another team. Retirement is out of the equation. It's just will he be a Green Bay Packer next year? And I actually think that would be interesting because Aaron Rodgers is going to win MVP.
What if you win the MVP and you, I mean, I just don't see a scenario unless they lost before the Super Bowl. Because if you lose in the Super Bowl, don't you get motivated by, look, you got the Super Bowl. You don't want to win. You don't want to walk out having lost that game. But you win a Super Bowl, do you want to walk out after having won a Super Bowl? Like, we kind of, let's run this thing back. We kind of got a good young team. I think how it ends is going to be the deciding factor in many ways. Everyone says I can walk away, but walking away after, it's hard to walk away from when you've only been in one place. It just is.
It's not easy, but when you got to think about this. Last year, or this offseason, that's all the talk is, I'm not playing with Green Bay Packers. I want to be traded. So walking away would be easier because he's thought about it and he wanted it so much prior to actually leaving. And so it's not going to be as hard because in his mind, I truly believe he thought, I'm done in Green Bay. I'm done. This is it. And so if it was to happen, it would still be uneasy, but it would be a lot easier because in his mind, I believe he thought, I'm not playing for the Green Bay Packers again. So that would make it so much easier. Because he was already checked out, he checked back in. It would be very easy to check out again.
Yeah, and if you saw him walk off the field after becoming the Packers' all-time touchdown leader, there was a kind of a soaking it all in. He has been seemingly doing the victory lap. It feels like the decision's been made. I just feel like, God, that's got. I'm somebody who, even when you make a decision like this or you feel like you know the decision, wait till that actual moment because so much can change. So much can, and for example, as much as you think I can walk away from the Green Bay Packers, get to the Super Bowl, lose in the Super Bowl, then tell me how easy it is to walk away or win a Super Bowl. Maybe you win a Super Bowl and you think, I'll be like Michael Jordan. It will be the last dance and I will walk off in the sunset or go play somewhere else. I don't know. Like the idea of winning and walking away, I'm not sure it's actually lost on him. The more I kind of talk myself into it. Do I think he should retire? No, but TJ, I think you'd admit this. Anybody trying to get inside the head of Aaron Rodgers and think you know what he's actually thinking and thinking that is along the same path of logic that you and I think, I'm going to disagree with, right? Because we just haven't, no one seems to really know what makes him tick or really know what's going on. Look, he had the secret of not being vaccinated for half the season. Nobody knew. Nobody said anything. Part of it is there's HIPAA and nobody wants to pry. But there's lots of different things about Aaron Rodgers, which he thinks that are different than normal common thought.
I just, nobody really knows what he's thinking. But playing, he seems like he's having fun.
Yes.
There's nothing.
But is
he
having fun
do.
Because is he having fun because he knows this is it, this is the last year here anyway. Screw it, let's just go have a good time.
Yeah, he could be having fun. This is my last year here. I'm gonna go play somewhere else and show them that they should have drafted somebody that could help us. But the Green Bay Packers organization, they're looking after the Green Bay Packers organization, not one player in Aaron Rodgers. And so he did it to Brett Favre. And who would have thought that Aaron Rodgers would be as good or better than Brett Favre when they were in the process of going through this? And he is. And I think a lot of people would say he's a better quarterback than Brett Favre. And so the fact that this is happening again to him, it's pretty interesting, to be honest with you. I really believe win, lose, or draw that, I think he's gone, Doug. I really do believe in the offseason he made his mind up. I'm going to come back. And once this season is over with, I don't care what happens, I'm out of here.
He's TJ Spazzano. I'm Doug Gottlieb. But I do want to get to something Ben Roethlisberger has said about this Monday's game against Cleveland. But coming up next, last night, the Alamo Bowl was a debacle for at least – one of the OUs, Oregon versus Oklahoma. We'll discuss all that was that game upcoming next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug Gottlieb and T.J. Hushmanzada in for Dan Danette, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. I want to get to the Alamo Bowl and what happened last night. We'll do that with Brandon Whedon because he still lives in the state of Oklahoma, covers college football. And that was, you know, T.J., you know this from all the teams you played on and the league that you watch and college football you watch. So much of coaching is not actually about the coaching as much as it's about managing agendas, right? And in college sports and really in pro sports, the higher percentage of guys that you have that their only agenda is winning, the better the team is going to be. And I think that's what a lot of these teams in the bowl game run into, which is, you know, some teams you have all these different, like Oregon, their coach leaves, the new coach is on the way, but he's coaching Georgia in a national semifinal and calling defensive plays. So it's kind of anarchy, kind of a free-for-all there. Whereas for Oklahoma, yes, they had guys opt out, get ready for the NFL draft, but you had Bob Stoops, who Lincoln Riley coached under, and then you're bringing in a new head coach who also coached with Bob Stoops. It's kind of all one in the family, and I thought that was simply what last night was a case of, Oregon in ridiculously unprepared and lacking some talent and motivation. Oklahoma quite the opposite.
It's just a new day and age, Doug, man. You got guys that opt out. These coaches, they're securing their future. They're looking after them first, everybody else second. And they'll say they're not, and that's what it is. But yeah, what Bob Stoops did, it was he basically came in, saved the day for Oklahoma. Could they have appointed a coach that was there to be an interim head coach like Oregon did with McClendon? Yeah, they could have done that. But it's just really odd, man, just to see as many coaches leave, as many players opt out. It was just something that was never thought of at all in any sport when we were playing at all. I mean, it just didn't even cross our minds.
Yeah, I mean, like I've started to relent in the I guess I get the running back thing, and I know Jalen Smith's injury is one that freaks everybody out. It dramatically changed, you know, his career, his trajectory, even though he got two contracts in the NFL. And now, you know, he's fighting to kind of stay in the league. But, yeah, it's weird that you wouldn't want to play one more football game. You wouldn't want to put something on tape. And yet that's where we are. And the teams that do can get more guys to buy in are the teams that have been able to play better in this bowl season. Now, that's really what's happened to the SEC is, you know, anybody who thinks they're going to get drafted opts out. And then you have the transfer portal. So you have like a double-edged sword of guys who don't want to play in these games.
I mean, when you see what I believe has happened is the college football playoff has basically, if you're not in the college football playoff and you're going to be a first-round pick, why are you playing? What are you playing for? Just to play another game to possibly risk injury. No, you've played all these other games risking injury. If I am a first-round pick or projected to be a first-round pick, what do I gain by playing in one game? I'm not going to get drafted any higher, probably not going to get any lower. Let me take the risk out of it. And so that's what guys are doing. The college, if you're not one of the four teams, if you're not Michigan, Cincinnati, Georgia, Alabama,
yeah.
Why would you play? And that's how teams are looking, or these players are looking at it. And so the college football play, if they want to slow this down, they need to expand the field of teams because kids will be less likely to opt out if they are in the college football playoff. I truly believe you don't see guys from Alabama opting out. You don't see anybody that's in the college football playoff opting out ever. And so to me, that's the only way to slow this down. And these coaches – they need to, you got to play like Mike Leach and with the transfer portal. Mike Leach, how many spots have you coached at? I mean, you left Washington
State. Head coach at two places.
Mike Leach?
Head coach at two places.
No, Mike Leach, when he's head coach at Texas Tech.
Oh, three.
Yeah.
Texas Tech, Washington State.
And now Mississippi, you get these coaches that, the transfer portal. Man, these coaches are leaving at the drop of a dime now because of the money they can make. Man, they better not say nothing about these kids looking after themselves, thinking they have a better opportunity in the portal.
Yeah, but I disagree with you in terms of the portal. The idea that you don't have to sit a year, the idea that it's really hard to coach you, or it's hard to have depth, right? You come into a school.
That's the coach's problem, though, the depth.
What do you mean it's the coach's problem?
Like you say it's hard to have depth. If I'm a problem at Oregon State and I want to transfer, I'm going to be a problem in my next school anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of different levels to it, though. There's a bunch of you're taking the very obvious. Hey, a coach is holding a kid back from transferring, and when the coaches are moving. First of all, there's actually far less coaching movement. I mean, the coaches get fired. I mean, that's part of it is that if you can cut down on coaches getting fired, knock yourself out. Okay. But if a coaching job comes open at some point, a coach has to change places. The problem with the transfer portal is that if a guy's not playing well, or a guy's not practicing well, or a guy's not doing the things he's supposed to do, or maybe he's not ready and he's got to play special teams and he's not getting the reps. If he gets mad, he puts himself in the portal and there's no recourse to just go and change schools and to change teams. And you can't build a team that way. It's not good for the sport. Additionally, because of the pace by which you have to decide if you're going to take these guys, you're taking somebody sight unseen. And the reality is that not only you're taking on somebody else's problem, but recruiting is about a relationship, and you got to know how everything works. One of the reasons that kids that have these multiple transfers is they don't know. They think they know. They get there, but also the coaches don't know them. They don't know what they're evaluating. So you make a problem worse. And look, I was a transfer, okay? So I'm not sitting here telling you all transfers are bad. But I believe that not having any sort of, you don't have to sit out, they're letting you transfer within the conference. Those things are terrible for sports. That's not like the
great for sports.
No, it's not. It's awful.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's awful. It's awful. You can't go, first of all, for fans, it's hard. You can't identify where a kid is. OK, Okay, but then the idea transferring in your conference, you get done, you play a game, you shake hands, and you're going to recruit.
You see what's going on?
Handshake lines? Like, dude, come on.
You see what's going on in Hawaii at their program? Hawaii is losing kids left and right because the head coach
because
of Ty
Graham.
Yeah, and if that wasn't the case, those kids would be forced to stay there. Because they couldn't transfer.
No one's forced to stay anywhere. That's not true.
You are technically. If you have to sit out a year, nobody wants to sit out a year. Nobody wants to sit out a year and waste a year. So you're technically, you're going to quit or you're forced to stay there. The guys can transfer and play right away.
Anytime there has been a coaching, when there's coaching changes, guys have been able to get out of their letters. Guys have been able to transfer. The difference now is it's not in when there's a coaching change. Okay. The difference now is guys are the second something doesn't go their way, they're out. Okay. The second something doesn't go their way, they're out. And
do you want those guys on your team anyway?
No.
Exactly. So let them leave. Let them go.
Not necessarily. But there are some guys, the kids, they just lack the patience. Some guys, you need to sit, right? You need to sit. You need to sit and learn and wait and change your body. You know, you also need to sit sometimes when you transfer out. A lot of times that year you sit out becomes the best year because you watch the sport differently, you train differently, and you're ready. You don't learn anything from going from one, you know, I didn't get the opportunity I wanted here, and the coach is screwing me here, and I go to another one, the same level, same league, and you have the same problems. All right, let's get to Brandon Weeden. He joins us. He was not a transfer. He was a baseball player who walked on, became a football star. You've played the sport. You cover the sport. Do you think the not just the transfer portal, but being able to transfer in your same league is good for the health of the sport?
I could sit there and listen to you guys go back and forth. That was pretty interesting. But, I mean, no, to answer your question, within the same conference, I think I don't necessarily agree with that. The whole transfer portal, in my opinion, just it's too there's not enough parameters around it. I just think that – you know, one, in my opinion, I don't think you should be able to transfer during the season. If you want to transfer, you know, transfer in August before the season starts or, you know, after the season's over in January or whatever. I just don't think you should be able to transfer during the actual football season. And within your conference, no, I think that, you know, that's – I just don't like that. I just don't think that, you know, if you're an SEC player and you're at Alabama, you should be able to transfer to LSU. I just – you know, it's too close to home, I guess, if you will. I agree. I mean, like you said, Doug, you're a transfer. There are certain situations where guys need out. They're not in the right spot. They're not with the right staff. A new coach comes in, maybe doesn't see eye to eye. That system doesn't fit what he wants to do. He needs a change. But I would venture to say that 80-85% of the time these guys leave because they're unhappy with playing time or, you know, the guy in front of them is a young player that is having some success. They leave and they go to these other places and they think the grass is going to be greener. I would venture to say 9 times out of 10, it's really not greener, you know. And they leave a spot where, you know, they may have an opportunity to get better, go play, and propel themselves to the next level. But no, I just think it's too loose, in my opinion. I just think there's too many areas where, you know, you get the freedom to kind of bounce around and go wherever you want with no repercussions. But I think you should be able to transfer if you want, but it has to be outside the season. And not within your own conference.
Well, yeah, I guess the Oklahoma State Cowboys are in agreement with certain things. So, speaking of Oklahoma State, do you still follow them a lot? Big game this Saturday. Will you be there?
I'm not going. Yeah, I do. I watch every game. I got a chance to go to, you know, a couple this year. Called a few. Yeah, I was calling games for ESPN, so I didn't get a chance to go up much. But I'm not going to make the trip. We thought about it. We were going to take the boys, but we're going to Pebble mid-January, so we thought that was a lot in a couple weeks. So we're going to stay put, watch it here. So I'm looking forward to it. It's a good matchup, man. I'm anxious to watch them. You know, Notre Dame's a blue-blood program. We've never played, if I'm correct on that. But they're missing a couple key players. We've got a couple guys that are in and out. So, yeah, I think it's a unique matchup. It'll be fun to watch. I'll be on the couch enjoying a cold one watching a good football game.
Okay, this is an interesting question. Now, obviously, the era was different, okay? But you played in a Fiesta Bowl. You didn't play for a national championship, didn't have a chance. You know, even though you and I would argue to anybody else that you should have had a chance to play that year. But you played against Andrew Luck. You guys won an incredible football game. But now you're seeing guys, and not at that level of bowl, but many of the lower level of bowls, and even some of those mid-level bowls, guys opting out of it. Where are you on the, hey, I'm not going to play a bowl game because I want to protect myself for my football future?
Yeah, this is kind of like the transfer portal. I think there's certain situations where it makes sense. You know, if you look across the portal, if you just go on the portal and, or, you know, these opt-outs or whatever it may be, I mean, really the opt-outs, you would think there's going to be, you know, 100 first-round picks this year. I mean, that's not the case. You know, so a lot of these guys are opting out, and they're, you know, probably not going to be first, probably not even second or third-round picks. So, you know, I think some guys are getting bad advice. I do think there's situations where, you know, look, I'm playing in a mid-tier bowl. You know, let's use Kenneth Walker at Michigan State, playing in a good bowl game. But, you know, the guy's probably going to be the first running back taken. He's taken a beating this year. He's proven that he is an elite back. You know, what more does he have to prove when it's not playing for, you know, in the college football playoff or in a national championship type setting? And I think that's a situation where it makes sense. Then you have guys that, you know, maybe a receiver has a nice year, kind of came on the scene and, you know, decides that, you know, I don't want to roll an ankle or, you know, unfortunately have a rough injury, which I get. But at the same time, I was always of the opinion, any opportunity I got to go back out there and prove and put on tape that I can play. And for me, you know, it was against Andrew Luck in Stanford my senior year. I'm like, I get a chance to go toe-to-toe with Andrew Luck. I knew he was going to be the first overall pick. They had a good football team. I looked at it as an opportunity for me. I was like, hey, I go play well in this game. We win. I'm going to make myself some money. And that's just the way I thought about it. It never crossed my mind to opt out. But I do think there's certain situations where guys do have maybe the right or have the right mindset of opting out, risking injury, because of if you're a top five, even probably a top pick for certain, and you're playing in a bowl game that maybe doesn't matter, if you will, I think you got to make that business decision, and I understand. But again, there's guys that, you know, in my opinion, have no reason opting out, because I don't think there's going to be a chance that they're going to be a top two or three round pick. So it's kind of a situation by situation case, in my opinion.
Brandon, I'm not sure many people know you're a tremendous athlete. You get drafted to play baseball. You give it a go. Doesn't work out. Come play for Oklahoma State. You're drafted, Cleveland Browns, first-round pick, one of the older first-round selections. He's mature, he can come play. Do you ever think back and say, man, had I not got drafted to the dysfunction as the Cleveland Browns, my career would have turned out differently?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I said it, I didn't think about it. You know, I mean, I think that's a lot of the draft, especially for a quarterback. You got to be thrust in the right situation as a young player. I don't care how advanced you are, how mature you are. You've got to have dudes around you, and you got to have a good culture around you, the whole deal. And at the time when I was with the Browns, they didn't. I mean, they were selling the team, a lot of turnover in the front office, a lot of turnover at the head coaching position, which obviously turns into the offensive coordinators. It's just there was a lot of turmoil up there. And to be honest, we just didn't have a very very talented roster. We had some talented players in spots, but we just didn't have depth. And you know, we were able to compete and played a lot of close games and the whole deal. But I think about it, you know, I mean, there's situations that, you know, probably could have and would have been better for me. You know, I mean, I look at it too, you know, I was a spread guy, never got under center. My strength is to stay in the pocket and throw it. And I think my rookie year, I was under center more than any quarterback in the league, which I grew to like. I ended up liking
it. It's crazy. You were so successful in a spread when they're going to make you do something that you didn't really do. It's like, coach, you're a coach. Put me in a position to succeed, not fail.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you played a heck of a long, great career. I mean, you've been around coordinators that's like you're beating your head up against the wall. It's like, man, you know, we're good at this. Why are we trying to recreate, reinvent the wheel, and do something different? You know, the times we had success in Cleveland is like, you know, we go three and out a couple times in a row. We'll come to the sideline. Hey, we're going to go no huddle this next drive. We're going to get on the ball. We're going to go. And, I mean, we move the ball up and down the field. You know, we may not score touchdown time, but we come away with points. And, you know, everybody's in sync. Everybody's in rhythm. And it just seemed like the next possession, we go back to you know, calling plays that are four sentences long and using all the play clock, and we kind of got out of that rhythm. But that's you know, there's a lot of guys that are, I mean, everybody's talented in the NFL. We all know that. But there's guys that are talented that go to these spots and unfortunately just doesn't fit their skill set and maybe shortens their career by a little bit.
Brandon, I want to ask you, Ben Roethlisberger earlier today said this about the possibility or likelihood of this being his last game starting in Heinz Field. Take a listen.
This or embracing this as maybe your last game in Heinz Field?
Right out the gate. You know what? I don't ever speak in definites or guarantees. That's just not what I've ever done or who I am. But, you know, looking at the bigger picture, I would say that all signs are pointing to this could be it. Regular season, that is. I know we still have a chance to potentially get a playoff game there if things fall our way and we take care of business and things have to happen. But in the grand scheme of things, in terms of regular seasons, signs are pointing that way. This could be it.
Ben, how long did it take you to make this decision or come to it?
Well, the thing about it is, I was speaking in
So, Brandon, obviously playing in Cleveland for a couple of years, you played against Big Ben. Quarterback to quarterback, what stands out about Ben Roethlisberger?
I mean, he's just toughness, longevity. You know, he's been beat up through his entire career, just fought through a ton of, you know, crazy injuries, and he's just kind of a grinder. I mean, the guy, he's in my opinion, a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, and I think I just think time's up, right? I mean, he's played a long time, been extremely successful, done a ton for that city, brought him a Super Bowl, the whole deal. But, you know, his ability, when he can't, you know, shed tacklers and move around the pocket and get on the move a little bit and extend plays, you know, he's kind of limited. You know, he had that elbow injury last year, I believe, or maybe 2 years ago, and you can tell that, you know, he just losing a little bit of zip, doesn't quite have the arm strength that he's had, you know, his entire career. But you know, I think for both sides, you know, God, the marriage has been great. I mean, how many head coaches are fortunate enough to have a quarterback play there for that long and have the success they've had as a team? So, you know, got a lot of respect for Ben. Good guy. You know, got to know him a little bit, like I said, when I was in Cleveland, and got a lot of respect for him. I just think, you know, look, it's father time is what it is. And, you know, I just think now would be the time, you know, to go out, you know, don't continue to keep going backwards and not tarnish, because he won't tarnish his career, but you know, go out on a little bit of a higher note and you know, pass the torch. That's a very good culture there in Pittsburgh. They've done a good job for a long time. So, you know, I just think time's up, and I think it's you know, time for both parties to go their separate ways.
B, happy New Year to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, fellas.
Appreciate you, Brandon.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Doug Gottlieb, TJ Oshmanzotti in for Dan Dennett, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. So, I mean, this is not breaking news to anybody, I don't think, although it's going to be breaking news and everybody's going to talk about it. Ben Roethlisberger was asked about the possibility of Monday being his last game, and he basically said, yeah, this is probably going to be my last game at Heinz Field. TJ, of course, you guys famously had a great rivalry going with Pittsburgh when you were in Cincinnati. When I say Big Ben Roethlisberger to you, what do you think?
Big Ben was an animal. I respect the way he played the game. You just always knew Big Ben was going to take a hit, hold the ball to the last second to give his receiver a chance to play. He was going. I would always say Big Ben gets his receivers 200 to 300 yards extra each year because he scrambles, he moves around, guys come wide open. And so what he did as a rookie coming in there, leading them to a Super Bowl. I wouldn't say leading them to a Super Bowl, helping them get to a Super Bowl, but people forget. I don't know if people remember that fumble by Jerome Bettis. Dude from the Colts picks it up. Big Ben doesn't make that tackle. The Colts win that game and prevent the Steelers from going to the Super Bowl. But he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. Played a long time, and then his body just started to fail him. But
Doug Gottlieb.
If not for Ben Roethlisberger, we probably would have had some playoffs.
Became a football star. Okay, so
you can't.
So I don't. I think it's. And I think it's pretty interesting.
Team anyway.
The patience.
Are you hearing us from a previous discussion?
Yes.
Okay, that's a weird one to me too. That's a first to me too.
Baseball player.
He's had a weird career. You know, right? Like he's had an interesting career. There was the early success where actually Antoine Randuel threw the best touchdown pass in that first Super Bowl. There was the second Super Bowl where he played well. Kurt Warner was nearly his equal. That was an incredible game. But there's also, remember the motorcycle accident? There was the off the field suspension. And then there was the later career success, but never got back to that peak of getting to the Super Bowl. Like he's had, and I think the latest thing was Antonio Brown. And I think Antonio Brown made, I agree with you. I'd always heard that wide receivers like playing with Big Ben until we got to Antonio Brown.
Nah, I think it just, AB wanted out. It just, things weren't right. AB's last couple years in Pittsburgh. And so It wasn't. You can't put the blame on Big Ben. He played there for so long. And did he have problems with any other receivers? And so I think AB just wanted out. And I wouldn't put that and make that an indictment on Ben. It was just something with AB that just wasn't right at the time. He wanted out of Pittsburgh, you know, filming Instagram lives during Mike Tomlin's post-game speech, just doing things of that nature. But Big Ben gets my respect because it was many a times he's beaten me and he's made me look in the mirror after the game like, man, we should have won this game. And a lot of that was because of Big Ben.
Doug Gottlieb, TJ Hushmanzada, in for Dan the Danettes and the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so we'll get more reaction, Big Ben. Wait to hear what Bill Belichick said about the late John Madden. Daniel Jeremiah joins us. Plus, LeBron James' birthday today. We'll celebrate next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.